Unveiled with Niva Nessa, a Go Loud original podcast.
So this is our final wedding special series, and oh my god, what a treat we have.
I know.
As always, Niamh is not here. She's in Rome. Letting the cat out of the bag. So as you listen to this, Niamh is away getting married, as is Jamie. We want all our lovely listeners to feel like they are there with us. So we do have a four-part mini-series unveiling all the finer wedding details. So, drum roll for Mr. Gill. We have the groom in the building.
We do.
Or, well, Hello. He's a husband by the time this goes out.
I know. You will be my husband. That's fucking mental.
Yeah. The husband and wife thing still hasn't hit home.
Yeah. No. It feels very grown up, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm not there yet. No. I'm not there yet. Well, I hope you.
Perfect. I am.
Next week.
We call it off then.
Yeah. But did you not think the fiancé era was weird as well?
Yeah. I got into same fiancé pretty quick.
I did.
But referring to Niamh as my girlfriend, I was like, geez, I feel like I'm 60.
Yeah.
So I was like, fiancé. And then sometimes I got nervous. I was like, oh, I'm partner.
Yeah, partner.
I always say partner.
So fiancé, partner.
Yeah.
Wife.
Wifey.
To be.
Yep. Yeah. Oh my God. Well,
people are listening now. We're married. So buckle up, husband.
Yeah, the next 7 days. Let's go.
Wow. Let's go.
So for the nosy people, me including, even though I kind of heard the story before, but I want to hear it in full lights now. Jamie, maybe you could tell us a little bit how you met Niamh for the first time. Bring us through your love story.
Jeez, big question.
don't do a Gill spiel.
I can't give too much away here because I need to save some ammo.
Oh, yeah.
Save some ammo for my actual speech.
Yeah.
Ooh.
How we met. So I was going to a Bingo Loco event with one of my group of best friends, and I think it was an 80s team, so we dressed up. I had a leg warmer on. I had like Velcro on my chest. Couldn't have looked more in the state. And then sat opposite me was this girl with the big yellow jacket who looked like Big Bird. But yeah, straight away was infatuated. And then finally, I think, got the nerves to talk to her. And then I think I saw her getting up to go to the bathroom, and then I was like, can I fill out your bingo card?
Oh.
And she said yes. And then I think at one stage we were up dancing on the table and we smashed a couple of drinks, which meant I had to go get her a few more drinks. And then I think she was going to Metropolis.
Yeah. No, but I have to say, I was reluctantly going to give him my bingo card because you know how competitive I am.
Yeah.
And Frank was like, I think you should just give him the bingo card. And then I remember Frank saying that he passed the bingo card to you, being like, fill in this properly. She's competitive.
Yeah. And then I was like, right, we're getting married now. She gave me your bingo card.
Yeah. Boom.
Boom.
The aisle.
But yeah, we went to Metropolis.
Yeah.
But you weren't meant to go to Metropolis. It was funny. He was sitting across from me and was like, oh no, I don't have tickets, I'm not going. I was like, oh, what are you going to do? I was like, oh, I'll probably go home, get food, chill, watch a movie.
Oh, that nice.
Typical, when I look now, typical ideal Jamie Sunday evening, because it was a Sunday at the time. And I was like, it's so funny looking back. And all of a sudden he disappeared because Bingo Loco was over, and I got on this bus to Metropolis, and me and Frank were like, oh, well, that was nice. And like tottered down the back of the bus. And then the girl was like, I actually asked the question. It was Lorna, who was such a lovely girl. I was like, why aren't we moving? She was like, oh, there's a couple of lads that they're jumping on the bus now. And who did I see running across the road, sprinting and hopping on the bus? I was like, did he not say he wasn't coming? And he marches down the end of the bus. He was like, I got a ticket. And I was like, oh, good for you.
Well, I just met the love of my life, so obviously I had to pull some strings.
It obviously worked out for you.
I had to pull some strings to get in the bus. And then
good call.
And then I think Niamh followed me around Metropolis for the rest of the night.
You wish.
But we did get a picture with each other that night that we often go back to. And then I think it was about, we were to and fro for a couple of months after that.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
a good couple of months. I think I'd asked her out maybe 4 or 5 times. met with a hard no.
Me? Not Cullen.
No. Not with a hard no. Well, I was just going through.
More than hard. It was a door closed.
No, the door was nearly closed at one point and then
slammed.
Okay, tell me you really feel. It was slammed shut. But then I remember you sent me a lovely text one day. It was like late at kind of night.
And oh no, I'd say we were on Instagram messages because I also, as I was thinking of stuff to say for my speech, I also remember us Instagram messaging for ages because Niamh wouldn't give me her number.
Oh, Jamie.
Yeah, I know.
You're really grafted here.
Oh, no. It was in this instance, persistence overcame resistance, but it was like, I was persistent.
He was.
I was knocking on that door. Oh my God.
And in true Gail fashion, they get what they want.
Yeah.
Not without the work.
No.
I don't even think we had our first kiss until like 4 months in.
Yeah.
Three months in.
How did you, so you just knew? There's just something about her.
Just knew.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I kind of knew as well a little bit.
Jesus Christ.
Well, like, but I was just terrified.
Imagine she didn't like it.
I kind of knew as well. And then I just kind of went with my gut and it was the best thing I ever did.
There we go.
So yeah, look at us now.
Well, I want to get more info out of the both of you for our lovely listeners. Mm-hmm. The proposal story. Let's go.
Jeez, that feels like so long ago at this stage.
In terms of
the engagement. Okay, what do you want to know?
I want to know the whole process. I remember, right, so you obviously got engaged in December. I remember we were all on a night out in like March and me and you were having a yap, as we always do. And you like put your arm around me and you were like, Niamh will be engaged by the end of this year. And I was like, I can't keep this. But I was like, but I have to.
I think you were probably one of five people that I told.
I kept it.
But when me and Ness are on a night out, we'll always sneak off and have a chat for a bit of air.
And they rendezvous
with the group.
Yeah, we need to take five.
But I felt like I had to tell someone because it was like bubbling up me and I was like, I need to tell someone.
Happy victim. So like in the weeks running up to it, like talk us through that, the nerves.
Well, obviously the decision to propose to me was the easiest decision. Yeah. I was more so nervous about how I was going to do it, what I was going to say. Obviously the ring, you know, I didn't have a clue about diamonds. I had to get a crash course over 4 months up from every single jeweler in Dublin. But I now think I'm an expert.
Yeah.
I was so nervous. I was even pretend. I was like in the mirror practicing getting down on one knee.
I didn't even get down on one knee
because I was so nervous at the time when I proposed, so that obviously didn't help.
I actually told him, I was like, Jamie, I think you're meant to get down on one knee. He was like, oh yeah, falling down on nearly two.
But I knew I wanted it to be in town. I knew I wanted it to be outside. Obviously Niamh's life is so in the public eye and I just wanted that moment to be kind of between us.
Yeah.
So, it's coming back to me now how I actually did get engaged with the note. So I decided a nice corner in Merrion Square on a Saturday morning or a Saturday afternoon would be an ideal place.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to just do it and then that be it. Niamh loves a bit of sentimental, a bit of talk on into things. So if I've learned anything in the 7 years, it's that.
It's a little loose.
I said, right, I'll plan this out. Well, obviously, I was really nervous going into it that week. Yeah. So I figured out that I'd write a note. Just a small note, and I can't even. Did it just say, "Will you marry me"?
No.
Oh my god! Turn around.
Had Niamh, and then I opened the card and had turn.
Sorry,
around.
Yeah, it had Niamh turn.
I
around.
Loved it,
and it was just a small card. And then what we did, me and my brother went in that morning into town, and we were I'd organised. We were going to stay in the Shelburne that night, so I got some gifts and stuff. I got some gifts and stuff dropped up to the hotel room. And then me and him went scouting Merrion Square, looking at trees. There was a few people looking at us being like, what are those weirdos doing on a Saturday morning looking at trees?
This one worked.
So I think I got on Dan's shoulders and there I brought a hammer and a nail. Like walking around Merrion Square with a hammer and nails.
Maniac.
I nailed it. I made sure to get a tree in the corner. So hammered the note into the tree. But I needed to make sure it wasn't visible to other people so that by the time I came back around with Niamh a couple of hours later, it was still there.
You must have been up the walls like that.
Oh, well, in fairness, Dan, my brother, who was my best man, was the bee's knees.
He really kept ringing James. He
knew I was going to be with Niamh for the rest of the day. And I was obviously so nervous trying to make our way into town without giving it away. So I think we got into town maybe 10. We nailed the note up around 11. And then about maybe 2, I said to Dan, I'm going to be in with Niamh about 2 or 3 o'clock. So I was like, right, Dan, you go into town about 1:30 mm-hmm. and just give me a call, but don't be too obvious.
Yeah.
I'll be with Niamh. So I get a call and he's like, the eagle has landed. The eagle has landed.
Stop.
And obviously that's code for the note is still there. So we go for a drink. Then I bring Niamh. She's like, oh, we get a taxi into town. I'm like, no, we'll walk. And then she's like, we walk this way. And I'm like, no, we'll walk this way. And I knew we had to go into Merrion Square. And I was like, it's going to be so awkward to get her into Merrion Square.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, we go see the Christmas lights. And I was like, it's 4 o'clock in the day. They're not on. Yeah. Like, it's bright.
So I was like, oh, yeah, we'll go see. I don't know what it was. We'll go see some Christmas tree and it's all lit up. And she's like, well, it's bright. I was like, yeah, let's just go anyway. So she probably knew by that point. But we walked in. Like my knees were shaking, my palms were sweaty, mom's sweaty.
Yeah.
But they really were. And then there was kids in the playground, and then I was kind of just shuff. Now it was December, and I remember the grass was a bit mucky, and I was in white trousers and white shoes, and I was like tiptoeing to make sure I didn't fall. And she was like, "What are you doing?" And then we shuffled over to the tree, and I was like, "Oh, look, like turn around." And then it was just
couldn't reach the envelope.
Yeah, I think it was a bit surreal. I think it just be all from that point onwards, it just became surreal. And then she got the note, and then like my hand, when I say I was shaking, opening the ring box, and then almost everything that I'd planned to say went out the window, and I was like, similar to like, will you fill out my bingo card? I was like, will you marry me? Yeah. You know, like really, blah, 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 really blah. Nervous. And I wouldn't get too nervous at the best of times, but I was
such a big thing.
Like. Yeah, I was absolutely sweating. And then I'd organised, obviously, the Shelburne, and then I'd organised for her family and my family to come and meet us at 6 that night. So yeah, it was such a great time.
It was amazing.
Did you have any idea?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Aww.
I knew that day, actually waking up.
Did you think he was being weird or did he hide it well?
I just had a feeling. There was just something in the air. But I know the woo-woo. I feel like I have a bit of a sixth sense. I kind of feel like I knew it was coming. I just didn't know when. And then I woke up this day and I actually still have the text from Aoife McNamara. I went down to her. I was working with her that day in Kildare Village. I got the train down, did my job with her. And she was like, what? She was like, are you okay? And I was like, I think I'm getting engaged today. She was like, surely not. I was like, no. And she is actually the first person that I text. Yeah. I text her being like, babe, I got engaged. She was like, oh my God, I can't believe you were right. So I just had a feeling. And then he was acting a bit funny. And then because he was acting funny, I was kind of resisting a bit. Like,
let's go here. She was like, no, let's go there. And I was like, oh no, what about this? She was like, no.
So we had it planned well because we have a little Christmas tradition anyway. But when do I ever say no to a drink?
Never.
This time I said no. I was like, no, let's just go in and do our shopping. He was like, you don't want to go for a drink before? I was like, no, I don't. And that's bizarre.
Were you just being difficult?
Yeah.
She knew I was coming, but she
was
just
being a brat.
Why were you doing that?
No, I was just like playing with him or something. When I said,
she was winding me up, and here I was absolutely.
And then I kept
sweating.
Looking at his pockets, being like, is there anything in there? And I was being a bit, I was. But then I looked it in the end. Yeah, I was being a bit, I was toddler behavior, really.
A little bit. And then I remember even like trying to keep the whole thing under wraps. I was obviously trying to organise the ring for so long.
Yeah.
But obviously had to take texts and phone calls at different times a day to talk to the people to organise it and stuff. And then one day Niamh was looking at my phone and I think I swiped it from her because a call was coming through and I knew I had to talk about the ring and this time. So I ran outside to take a phone call and she was like, who are you talking to?
I went skating.
Human. She was like,
on him.
Yeah. And I was like, if only you knew.
Yeah.
I was like, who's that? Oh my God. And then I remember him.
And she was in a stinker for the rest of the night.
Oh,
I was. Like, I'm not even going to do this then. Forget
trash.
It.
And I wasn't
like,
even.
Forget
in
it.
My,
the engagement's off. Yeah.
And I wasn't even in my period. It was just pure
rage.
Rage. I was like,
oh God. I actually remember that.
Oh,
like,
I was.
Jamie's been like really weird.
Yeah. I was
phone.
Like,
and I was like, I'm sure it's fine.
I was fuming. I was also in that stage where I was a bit in the bin with my mental health. So I was like, he's an awful man.
One more trauma?
What's one more trauma?
Yeah.
But no, he was actually planning something gorgeous.
Well, now,
really nice.
Look at you guys now, very much married in by the time this goes out.
Yeah.
So, Jamie, we've spoken so much about the wedding on this from Niamh's perspective, but we just wanted to know how you found the wedding planning. And what parts did you do?
She's probably hung me out to dry already. I'd say
she's been respectful.
Mm.
How have I found? Well, at the start of the year, so we obviously bought a house this year and are getting married.
We're broke.
Yeah.
So we don't have a bean. But it was very much in the lead up to the house and the wedding plan. It was very much that I'll take all the house stuff.
Yeah.
And get all that through. And then Niamh is going to take a lot of the wedding stuff.
Yeah, we divided roles, didn't we? I was like, I'm going to sort the wedding stuff and you sort the house stuff. And we did take on those roles. And
yeah, totally.
And it worked well.
Yeah.
But no.
And then as soon as the house stuff finished, and he was like, right, into the wedding stuff now.
You're like, no, I'm done.
Yeah. And like 6 months out, you're like, you have all the big things ticked off in terms of like your band, like your menus.
Not your wedding bands.
No, sorry. Like your like the actual music. Wedding band.
Yeah.
The music, the menus, all of that big stuff. But definitely over like the last 6 weeks, a lot of the smaller details come into play.
Yeah.
And like we have spreadsheets coming out our absolute ears.
Oh, really?
At the moment. Yeah. It's like, which is probably natural, but probably magnified for the fact we're bringing so many people over to Italy. And like, it's just logistics, you know, like flight numbers, times, departure times, all of that kind of stuff. So
I was saying to Niamh the other day, your text message was flawless.
Did you like it?
I was like, I'm lifting that and putting what I need in. It was like meticulous.
Yeah. I got it. I actually, one of a girl I know in work, Zoe, helped me out with it. She sent a similar text.
The same venue.
Yeah. And
so you were like,
it was so helpful.
Yeah. And like, even down to like, well, you were saying this was you, but there's like, you need to bring shower gel. I was like, perfect. Yeah.
But no, shampoo and conditioner, because we knew that when we went for the wedding tasting, we had been speaking to another couple that had been there and were like, just make sure they may have shampoo and conditioner now, but they didn't before.
Yeah.
And I remember the iron situation, we had to put that in. Mm. It's just like all these little things.
Just little things.
Yeah.
But I suppose things that you wouldn't think about if you were just doing it first off.
Yeah.
And then I suppose you spend time on stuff that is probably you shouldn't spend so much time on. Like, we were doing the format of our ceremony and how that would look on a piece of paper. And we were like, probably spent an hour deciding if we're going to do exchange of rings and vows or just rings and vows. And we were going back and forth for about an hour and a half. And I was like, exchange. It was like, no, just vows and rings.
And then we had like prelude. And then Jamie's brother was like, you know, you can't say prelude. That's like real formal. And I was like, okay.
And then at the end, we had like exit. And I was like, it's not like a fire exit.
Get out.
So some things are worthwhile and some things you just, you go back and forth on for so long.
But they're the times that you get caught up in all like the stupid small stuff that you probably shouldn't, but you do anyway.
It's hard to identify what's a small thing though. Sometimes you just get sucked into it all.
But I do think it all, like, that's the reason everything works out so well.
Yeah.
And it's like the juice is always worth the squeeze. Yeah. You know what I mean? But the wedding planning from my side, it's been good, stressful a little bit.
It was always going to be a little bit stressful.
Yeah.
But I think for the most part,
we've had no nightmares.
Yeah.
No,
you know, we've had nothing kind of upend us.
Well, just
touch wood. Which has been a dream.
Yeah. You know? You got to enjoy the process.
Yeah.
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 And tell me this, what did you feel when you decided you were moving it from Portugal to Italy?
Well, Italy was our OG.
Italy was our OG. It was just when we were when you're starting off, it's so tough to start off because you're like, I don't even know where to look. I remember looking on Google. I was like, what do I put in? Wedding venues, Italy.
Yeah.
And you start off from there. And then we couldn't find a venue that had everyone on site. And then
I think
a good few of the venues finished at like 12 o'clock. And I was like, there's no way in SMR she's gone to bed at 12 o'clock.
Hell to the no.
I was that can't happen. And then we had Portugal, but that was actually a bit of a disaster when trying to plan the wedding over there. But we won't go into details of that.
Yeah.
But when we landed on our venue now, Niamh and I have been through this so many times that it was just like our key fit the lock.
But tell them,
or lock fit the key.
But tell them when we both weren't telling each other about the gut feelings that we had about Portugal. Like we weren't communicating and we were just kind of like, oh yeah, we'll just go to Portugal. And I had a real gut feeling and I was like, oh my God, how am I going to tell him? I think I texted you one day being like, I don't know about Portugal anymore. And he was like, oh yeah, thank God, me either.
I think because you want the other person to be loving it so much.
Yeah.
But there was just something that wasn't right.
The two of us weren't loving
it. In terms of everything. But we were just going along with it because we're like, oh yeah, this is what it's supposed to be
like.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
You know, you have no idea.
You know, you almost get trapped into that.
Yeah.
We're so lucky. It just came to the time we had to sign contracts and we just pulled the plug and literally found our new wedding venue on the same day from a recommendation.
Well, I have to give you found it.
Yeah, I found it. Thank
yeah.
you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you, Owen Murphy. But thanks for
letting him have the glory.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. No, he did find it. Yeah.
No, it's stunning. It's so you guys.
So yeah.
Okay, that makes sense then. So it wasn't just you with the she woo woo.
Oh no, I did get a good. I was getting a good feeling. Remember, I was like, I don't think this is it.
And
you
in
were
Portugal?
Like, yeah. And you were. I remember you asked me like, what is it? And I was like, I don't know. It's just my stomach is like, no.
There was a couple of things, and just
we don't go in.
We won't go into it. But it was just like
a few red flags.
Yeah,
at very early doors.
A few red flags from a wedding planner. Mm. But yeah, it just wasn't what we were looking for.
Yeah, you know, fair. I have a Mr. and Mrs. that I want you to do. Are you up for the challenge?
Absolutely.
Always. I don't think we're good at Mr. and Mrs. Though.
Well,
anyway,
I hope not. Hopefully not.
We're good teammates at Ready Sections and Articulate. We always...
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Not last time.
Okay, we have to... So basically, Nessa and Jamie have this tendency to team up. And we were all over my house a couple of weeks ago having a few little drinks. And of course, in true fashion, twin flames got together and...
Real recognises real needs.
The ying, oh, my, the ying to my yang. The gang,
but you want to get married.
So boring. Okay, so I think the best way to do it is say the name of the person you think it is, because obviously people can't see us.
Okay,
so are we ready, bride and groom, husband and wife?
Ready, steady,
Mr.
go.
And Mrs.
Oh, good.
Okay, first question. Who said I love you first?
Jamie.
Who wears the trousers?
Jamie. Eve.
Oh, why? Discuss.
Up you go.
I knew I do.
But discuss.
I wear the trousers. I don't know. I feel like we both do. I feel like what I love about our relationship, actually, we're both individuals in our relationship together. Do you know, we're not like one-sided. I do my thing, he does his thing, and we do our thing
together. I think we're well balanced. Right, that's why we probably both said yes.
You both have a leg and one.
Yeah, we both have one leg.
Maybe one and a half.
But yeah. Okay, so far so good. Who is the better cook?
Jamie.
Who is messier?
Jamie.
we know the answer to this one. Who made the first move?
Jamie.
Who takes longer to get ready?
Jamie.
It depends.
100%. I'd probably take longer to get ready, but who is calling me up the stairs to tell me to come down, and then who's last leaving the house?
He's a moocher.
And is still tying his shoelaces and then has to go to the toilet and then forgot his phone and then forgets his wallet. Okay. And then I'm standing outside for 15 minutes when that could have been used.
I think if it's like a casual, we're going out the door, and Eva's probably much quicker. But if we're getting ready to go out.
Yeah, it's a process.
It's a
Okay, that's fair. Who gets up the earliest?
Depending, Jamie.
Because I would have thought that would have been you.
It just depends on Neve's work schedule with classes and stuff.
Yeah, but
like
mostly
that.
You for because you're getting up to the office.
Yeah, I try to work early.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's the better dancer?
Neve. I have two left feet. But I still give it socks.
Still give it a go. Who is more romantic?
Jamie.
I don't know. I'd probably put it 50-50.
Yeah, maybe 50-50, yeah.
Who's more stubborn?
Jamie.
Who is more organized?
Neve.
Okay, and this is the clincher here. Right? Mm. Finally, we're going out with a bang. Who does Lulu love more?
Neve.
Okay, yay, the wedding's going ahead.
I feel we did, what did we get? 8 out of 10 or something
that
like that?
That was very respectful. I'm
that
really
was pretty good. I was hoping for a bit more zing to the question.
You love each other a lot, guys.
I think he wanted to just be careful because we are getting...
Didn't want to overstep the mark.
No.
Or cause a ruckus.
No, I was
before we say
twisting a little bit there, and you've behaved very well. Well, Mr. and Mrs. Cullen Gill.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Cullen Gill or Gill Cullen?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
No, Cullen Gill.
Cullen Gill?
Okay.
Well, I'm going to go as Neve Cullen, and then for please God, when we have children, it'd be the password be Cullen Gill.
Okay.
But for now, it'd be
Well, we want to wish you well on your magnificent, magical marriage journey, and we're all very proud of you, and we both love you very much.
Aww.
Can't wait to celebrate and run with you both.
Yay. Can't wait to have you over there.
Woo. Do you have any love notes to your husband before you sign off?
I can't wait to marry you, honey.
Aww.
Wasn't that lovely thing? Do you remember in New Year's, we was like, oh, what are you most excited for? And Ness was like, I can't believe you said that, because Jamie said the exact same thing.
Oh, yeah, that was
And
yeah.
Jamie had
so
said,
cute.
Oh, I can't wait to marry Niamh. But I was in the toilet at this point and I walked out and Nessa was like, what are you most looking forward to? And I was like, marrying Jamie. And everyone was like, oh, you both just said the same thing.
And then David That's took true. The town down and was like, I just want to get off the vapes.
that was an absolute classic.
Yeah. You won't live that one.
It's not going well for a
2 years later. No, it's been a pleasure, my love. So let's go get married.
Woo!
Woo!
The Cullen girls.
Yay!
This is Unveiled with Niamh Cullen and Nessa Morrissey, a Go Loud original podcast. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.